This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 268 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Doug McPherson, Vice President of Development and Public Relations for the Horace Mann Education Association, otherwise referred to as HMEA. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. In this session, Doug and I talked about the preparation for HMEA's virtual incredible 5K, scheduled for Sunday, May 17. In the pre-pandemic period, the road race, community walk, and family fun day would have been on the Dell, former EMC facilities here in Franklin. Now it's virtual. Yes, and we'll talk about how you can run your 5K on a certified 5K course, and you send your results to HMEA for them to count. Our conversation also covers how HMEA is adjusting to their delivery of service from in-person to Zoom and other virtual meetings. Fundraising will continue beyond the virtual event on May 17. The fiscal year for HMEA ends on June 30th, so there will be additional opportunities to participate in another virtual and fun event with HMEA. Our recording runs about 18 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Doug. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, here today for this session with Doug McPherson, Development Director for HMEA, our Horace Mann Educational Association, based here in the Forge Park section of Franklin. Doug, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me, especially during these crazy times.
These crazy times, because we would have been in the last minute preparations for the big incredible day, which is now still happening, but virtual.
That's right. It's going to be virtual. That's right. We got, it's so interesting because I was talking as I present to other folks virtually. I'm talking about how we start this event and planning for it in December. So we already started December. We had a committee meeting in January, another committee meeting in February. All of a sudden, March happened, late March, and we just said, whoa, what's going on? So we canned that one, and we've been doing virtual meetings from now on. Jeez, it's just, it's something else. It's a whole new way of doing it, but I'm becoming an expert at Zoom and Teams and all those other platforms. God.
There should be some consolation prize just for, you know, the best Zoom presentation virtual on that day or something, maybe.
Yeah, really, it should be too, so. It's been interesting because the HMEA has responded, I think, pretty well to this whole pandemic thing as far as trying to stay in touch, keep people informed. One of the things I was telling you just earlier was that just before this this meeting that you and I are having, I was on a Zoom meeting with one of our day programs. Now, all of our day programs are closed, but I was on a Zoom meeting with them, and there were 26 individuals that normally would be packed into one room. But since that room and that day program is closed, that was our Plainville one, all the individuals and their family members jumped on the Zoom thing, and we were able to share with them about what they can do to participate in the upcoming HMEA Virtual Incredible 5K, is what we're calling it now. So it's very unique. So
that's sure. And we've done two sessions. So if people haven't listened to either of the prior sessions, we'll include the links in the show notes. You can go back to listen to us. For those who are not aware, because perhaps you haven't listened or just not aware, it's new, welcome. HMEA services in 100+ communities, 5,000 individuals. So that's a lot of, you know, interaction with individuals, and clearly under this pandemic, that's changed considerably.
It has. We have a number of we call them day programs, and we also have residences. Now, clearly the residences are still functioning. I mean, when I say they're open, I mean, they're not really open to visitors or anything like that. But they're still there. We have nursing, and we have OT and PT, and we have the regular staff that are there. Some are actually living in the homes too, just to try and mitigate that whole connections and visiting and all that jazz too. So those are still going on. But it was our day program that we had up to 60 people maybe at once congregating in one room. And from there, they go off and do other things. But that just can't happen anymore. You know, you can't have 60 people in one room. So those folks are all staying at home or in their group home residences. And those are the people we're trying to stay in touch with as much as possible, because they, you know, they become, I want to say, dependent or comfortable seeing all their friends. You know, just think about it. You go to school every day, and now all of a sudden you're missing your classmates. You go to this day program, and now you're missing all your peers, your friends, sure. and the staff. So it's been something else to do that. So it's
and especially for the health reasons, clearly social distancing is important. So we maintain our health under the distances, mask, washing hands, etc. But the social part, to your point, is very critical still to these individuals, because that's part of their schedule. They need that.
It is. They're part of their schedule, their routine, and you disrupt that, and then they have some issues with that. You know, some behaviors come out, or they just start to regress, things like that. Mm-hmm. So every day, each one of our day programs and employment side too, both of them, every single day they're online with them. A couple of programs are doing it twice a day, like I think at 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. But they'll have guests come in and talk to them, like clinical come in. And recently, the development department, we've been attending those meetings because of the 5K that's coming up. And this HMEA virtual incredible 5K, in the past, obviously, it's always been in person. That usually attracts about 2,000 folks. And some of them are all these people that we're talking to today. So they're all excited about it because we've set up all these virtual events that they can be doing. Just a couple of quick examples.
Sure.
We are doing this Saturday. Now, this Saturday will be the 9th of May. So if you listen to this afterwards, you missed it. But it's a virtual dance party. And one of our therapists, who's got really good rhythm, and she's just out there, she recorded some TikTok.
Good dance moves.
Good dance moves, yeah. So she's doing that Saturday on Facebook. Yeah, our Facebook page. And one of the links you might want to check in with, if you want to check in what's going on May 17th, which would be the actual day of the event, it's facebook.com/HMEAINC, HMEA Inc. So that's, we're going to be doing live and Zoom stuff on Sunday, May 17th.
But correct.
Back to the virtual events, just quickly. So the dance party's end, and then Saturday night is a really cool one. Steve, you might even want to do this. Saturday night is our trivia night. I did it last time. And you can join anonymously. It's only $10. And the guy that does it has some great questions that are stuff. Even I did okay at it. And I'm not a brain as far as trivia goes.
But so they won't really be kind of questions like, what was the session number when Steve and Doug first talked about virtual
green? No.
But more like fun stuff.
Yeah, like what hamburger chain makes most hamburgers? And he gives you a multiple choice, so you get to pick out which one you're thinking. So it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. So, but that's another way we're fundraising. We're doing things virtually. And we're learning all of a sudden that, you know what? This is so cool. Even if we do, and when we do, get back to quote-unquote normal, we might start doing this in the future, like every year, have some pre-event virtual events. It just is a great way to earn a few more bucks for the programs.
Yes, and virtually, to the extent that if you got a good connection, good technology, you got some time, and under these circumstances, Chloe, we do have a lot of time usually. There's some availability there.
There is.
Yeah, and some of the other conversations I've had, particularly with the folks on the town government side, I mean, the other phrase I use is, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. At some point in time, you know, some of the things that we're going to go back to, we may not want to, because we can do it better this way. You know, why do it that way when that took so much more time? You had to physically be there. We can accomplish the same thing virtually.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, I mean, that the whole social side, to your point that you made earlier, is really important for some of the folks that we have. But as far as the staff side and the staff model of things, I've pretty much been hunkered down in my home, other than walks at noontime and stuff like that, since the pandemic hit. Sure. And I'm getting a lot done. Literally, I mean, just it's many more meetings. I don't have to physically be there. I just, you know, click on, tune in and stay tuned in. I know there are those that tune out, but stay tuned in.
they may have tuned out in their physical meetings too.
That's true.
Less obvious.
So true. So, but you're getting a lot. We're getting a lot more. I think HME has responded to it pretty well with all these virtual things. And you know, back to the 5K quickly. So we know eventually we will come out of this in some form or fashion.
Like
you just said, we might not be doing the exact same way. We might not have 60 people in a day program anymore. But maybe we'll have 20, but in separate rooms, things like that. And maybe we'll do shifts that come in and things like that. So they're still going to need the funds. And
absolutely.
Maybe we'll do a lot more towards technology sort of funds. Maybe they'll have a bank of iPads or a bank of Kindles or some of that. People come in, they wipe them down, clean them off, all that jazz, and they can use those to engage virtually with either employers or volunteer things, right. Stuff like that too. So it's still going to be the need out there.
Yes, well, clearly that's why we're here doing this, because clearly that's one of your major fundraisers and you still need the money. We don't know what the new normal is going to be.
Right,
but the
right.
odds are you're still going to need the money for something.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So to the 5K in particular, people can still run a 5K. Albeit doing good. Social distancing, et cetera. Do it on a certified course somewhere with whatever app they have. Take their time, record it, send it to you.
Yep. Exactly. That's what we're doing on the 17th. So prior to the 17th, on our website, hmea.org, but I'm sure you'll share the link.
We'll have the link, yep.
As you go through the website down to register for the actual 5K, there's a link that we put there. And you plug in your state and your hometown and the distance that you want to run, 5K, and it pulls up all the certified courses. I found out here in Medway, there are five certified 5K courses that I could go and run, even though I'm not a runner. But
you can walk.
I can walk it, exactly. Thank you. There's also the walk side, too, so the walk or the run side. So you can do that. And the point of doing that is, so you put that in. You mail that into us. Email that into us with a snapshot of your app that you got. Right. It shows us your time that you did. And then on the actual physical day of the race, we've got last year's male overall winner and last year's female overall winner. And they're going to physically run it. I'm going to actually live Facebook it from my convertible car. My son's going to be driving, so it'll be safe. And I'm going to physically follow them going back and forth between the male and the female and stuff like that. I'll send them off. I've got somebody at the turnaround to make sure they turn around at the right place.
At the right spot, sure, yeah.
Exactly, back down down Upper Union. And then I'll turn around and come back and greet them at the finish line. And whatever that time is, then we'll compare that with the times that were submitted to us. We'll know if you guys beat the last year's winner of male and female overall winners too. So that'll be kind of cool thing.
Yeah. Excellent.
And the walk side of it, we are actually having just small groups like me, my wife, and our pet dog. We're going to be part of the walk. We're going to pre-record this. And we have other people that are going to be part of the walk. And they're going to be on parts of the walk, the actual physical walk station. We're going to combine those together into one streaming video and just saying things like, here I am at the turnaround point of the walk. And somebody else can say, here I am at Parrot Island where you would detour down here and stuff like that. So that's going to be zoomed in as a one
streaming. And for those who had not participated before, the event physically used to take place in what was EMC is now the Dell facility in the Forge Park off exit 16 in Franklin. Through the Dell's generosity prior EMC, the great space, and the walk course obviously stayed within the industrial park. The 5K ran out up the hill towards the Abbey, and then down the hill towards the finish. So
back down towards there and come back in too. So, you know, and one of the things, you just brought something to my mind too. So one of the things is normally we'd have the porta johns and all the tents and the drills and all this and generators and this. So none of that's going to be there. So our expenses are like ka-ching.
You know, expenses changed a little bit.
Yeah, expenses are great. Much, much lower. So we won't have all the revenue that we've had in the past. It's harder to get sponsors because they're more focused in on just maintaining their businesses if they can. Sure. So
under these circumstances, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Totally can. And some of those folks that have been tried and true to us for many years, some of our vendors that we still do business with are good to us too. So it's been good. I mean, we've got Rockland Trust, Dean Bank right there in Franklin. They've been very good to us. Middlesex Bank just gave us something too. So a lot of folks have still been good, but the expenses are down. We'll have the revenue will also be down, but it's just something that's going to be going on. That's we're going to keep it going this year virtually.
Yep. And as we've discussed, we'll include the links in the show notes so that people can go to hmea.org, which is certainly easy enough, but then we can drop you directly to the virtual page. There's a donation button on that. There's a registration button. If people or businesses still want to sponsor, I'm sure you'll take sponsorships as well.
Yeah. You know what? You know, and the thing about this is we said, so this May 17th happens and we do the event and all that jazz, but we can continue till the rest of the, through the fiscal year, which is June 30th, we'll continue to still fundraise, allowing people to donate. But we're thinking maybe even doing a couple more virtual events, maybe another trivia night, maybe another photo contest, or maybe another video contest.
Right.
Because those are still ways people can participate. And people will see this on the site. If they take a video of themselves or a photo of themselves and they're going to upload it to YouTube and they can link it to our site. And then what that'll do, people can vote for it.
Okay.
It's called Osmo Vote. And you'll have to see this online. But it's called Osmo Vote. And when people vote for it, it's $1 a vote. So I just went and I voted for somebody's great video. They did. I voted 10 bucks. So I gave them 10 bucks for a video they did. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's a little different. Oh. And that money goes back to the programs too. So we're going to do everything we can, Steve. We've got to keep it going.
Absolutely. You provide, as we mentioned earlier, to over 100 communities, 5,000 individuals. So it's a very important service, challenged to readjust in delivering the services these days. But however it is going forward, you're still going to need the funding in order to continue that operation. So.
That's true. Yeah. In whatever form or fashion it is, we're still going to need it.
Well, thank you for spending some time today. I know you've got some other things to do, perhaps other Zoom meetings, helping to spread the word as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's another couple of Zoom meetings today. Today's only Thursday, so there's a couple today, a couple tomorrow again. And then I find out that and I'm sure all your listeners are doing the same thing, they're finding out that they're in constant contact with folks. You know, it's just like it's all the time. So you don't have to commute, so you commute to your kitchen or you commute to your dining room or wherever it is that you're doing.
Yeah. You have more time, obviously, to your point, you need to take the mental break, the physical break, the social break, and then still be social at a distance via these technologies. And, oh, by the way, then contribute and help the cause.
God, yeah. And that's the whole thing they do. And for all you, the listeners that are out there, this is, it'll be on Facebook Live, our HMEA. Facebook.com/HMEA Inc. And that's what they want to tune into on May 17th at 10 a.m. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We'll watch the runners run, watch the streaming of the videos. We got Representative Jeff Roy is going to say a few words for us, pre-recorded. Mike Maloney, our CEO, is going to say a few words. Gene Levanche is going to say a few words, all pre-recorded, things like that too. It's going to be a fun day. Fun day.
Indeed. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.